Well, December 7th, 1941 comes along. What were you doing then? Where were you?
I was studying my accounting lesson for night school, and I closed the book, and I never opened it again. I had the radio on, sitting at my desk. It seemed to me like it was around 11 o'clock or around noon.
On a Sunday.
I kept saying, where's Pearl Harbor? And nobody knew where it was. I started trying to get into a program right away. I couldn't get in naval aviation originally because you had to have a college degree. Within a matter of weeks, they changed that to 2 weeks. In the spring of 42, they changed it to being able to pass exams. So that's what I did. I went in and took the exams and passed them. So I was sworn into the Navy in August of 42.
So you would have been around 20.
I was just barely 20 when I got sworn in.
You received an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy?
No, I did not receive an appointment. I went to what they call the Naval Aviation Cadet Program. I wanted to get into the academy when I got out of high school, but I could not get an appointment. 2 years later, my neighbor, who was a judge, got me the appointment, so I got a tutor and tried to cram for the exam for the Naval Academy. I took six tests and flunked one of them, physics, by one-tenth of a point. So I didn't make it. But the irony of the whole thing is I didn't have to take that test and did not know it at the time. If you had a good record in high school, you only had to take two tests, English and math, but I didn't know that. So I took all six. Because I flunked that one by a tenth of a point, I didn't make it.
But you did become an ensign in the U.S. Naval Reserve.
Once I got in August and I went on active duty, I was going in for aviation, but I had a chance to switch from being a pilot originally to being a navigator. I got my commission about a year early and had a contract to come back to flight training in 1 year, which happened. So I got commissioned as an ensign in August of 1943. The interesting thing is, if I'd have gone to the Naval Academy, I'd have been 1 year later getting commissioned.
But you became a Navy pilot.
Well, I became a navigator, a bombardier, and a fighter pilot.
What kind of duty did you see?
I didn't have any combat duty. I was all over the United States in a training program, Iowa, Texas, all over Florida. And then I had a carrier cruise in the Pacific the year the war was over. I was out in the Pacific for a year on an aircraft carrier.
Is there a story in March of 47? Maybe you took an airplane?
Well, yes, there is a story there. I got my orders to go back to civilian life, get off active duty, when my squadron had just come back from the South Pacific and was stationed on Maui out in the Hawaiian Islands. We had one two-engine plane in the fighter squadron, and that was to carry parts if somebody was down, all sorts of things. It was down for mechanical reasons. And I went to the skipper and said, I've got to get down to Pearl Harbor by the date here on these orders to catch the USS Bairoka Jeep carrier back to the United States. How am I going to get down there? And he looked at me and said, that's your problem. So I thought, well, there's just one way. So I took a Corsair, flew down there and tied it up, got on board ship and came back.
So you took a plane?
Took a plane. That's the way I could get there.
Pretty gutsy in your part.
Funny part of it is that some years later, after I'd made Rear Admiral, I ran into that skipper down on the Naval Air Station at Dallas, and he looked at that big, broad gold stripe, and he said, how in the H-E-L-L did you get that?